Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, there is a debate happening on Twitter. It's all over Twitter at the moment on spanking, and it has been precipitated by a New York Post article entitled "Shocking Number of Millennial and Gen Z Parents Spank Their Kids, Study Says, Necessary to Raise a Child Properly." And this is all hit off online. And that is what I want to look at today. And I want to look at it because I am actually the person that has done the most recent meta-analysis of the entire issue that's got together all of the studies that look at the consequences of spanking and has come to a conclusion. So that's what I'm going to look at today. So before I do that, could you do me a favor? Could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube and leave a like and hit the bell button and leave a thumbs up, all that kind of stuff? And could you subscribe to my Substack? Because YouTube basically demonetizes me. On my Substack, jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based stuff I come up on YouTube, in-person interviews, vlogs, blogs, films I make. And where if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So I did a meta-analysis, which was published in the journal Medical Hypotheses with Professor Guy Madison in 2020, and it was entitled "Spare the Rod, Spoil the Group's Cultural Fitness." And my fundamental idea was that, as a rule, if something has been done throughout history, it's probably going to be positive. If it's survived evolution, as it were, if under harsh Darwinian conditions it was something that was done, if it's a practice that has developed independently in various different cultures, these things imply that it is a cultural adaptation, that it is adaptive in evolutionary terms. So therefore, I found it quite surprising that study after study after study indicated that spanking is associated, apparently causally, with reducing intelligence, with children being more violent, with children being more mentally ill, and with children in general having worse life outcomes and being more antisocial. This is very, very strange because it's something that has been done throughout history. It's something that has been done in different cultures. It's something that's been very, very old practice. There are wood cuttings from medieval England of children being spanked or birched at school or whatever from Roman times as well. So it's a very, very surprising finding. So therefore, I looked into the studies. What I found was that if you actually look at the longitudinal studies, they are hopelessly confounded by genetics. The genetic component of personality is somewhere in the region of at least 50%. The genetic component of intelligence is somewhere in the region of 80%. So people who are congenitally violent and aggressive will spank their children because they're violent and aggressive, and they will have violent and aggressive children. But this does not mean that spanking causes the children to be violent and aggressive. People who are mentally unstable may well spank their children because they lose their tempers or whatever and they can't cope, and they will have children who are mentally unstable, but that does not mean that the spanking causes the children to be mentally unstable. Any such study is likely to be confounded by genetics when you follow people through life, in particular longitudinal studies, because the genetic component, it's called the Wilson effect, comes out more strongly as you get older. On Monday, the 22nd of June, I shall be hosting the first Jolly Heretic event in London for quite a few years. It's going to be in central London, and it's going to involve the showing of my new film, my most Borat-like film yet, IQ, Vodka, and The End of Empire. In addition, you will get to meet two new additions to the Jolly Heretic public house. These are Mr. Lipton Matthews and Mr. Lap Gong Leong. It will begin at 7 o'clock, and there will be socialising and good fun, and there'll be speeches by them, and there'll be a speech by me, and then there'll be the showing, and there'll be time to socialise and meet fellow heretics and so on. And also, if you wish, there is a private dinner that's happening beforehand at 5:30, and there's only about 3 tickets left for that at the moment, so you should book that if you want to. So anyway, I look forward immensely to seeing you on Monday the 22nd of June, this Jolly Heretic event in central London, and tally-ho, and goodbye! So, it's a serious problem. And indeed, I found specific studies that contradicted it. There was one study I found which found that Christian evangelicals in America who are not spanked have worse life outcomes than those who are. And there was another study which found that African Americans, who are not just spanked, but like beaten, severely beaten, have worse life outcomes than those to whom this is not the case. And I suspect that the latter is because if you are African American and you are in some sort of dangerous community, the stakes are very high. Like the likelihood that you'll be getting involved in a gang and ruin your life or whatever is much higher. And therefore, those who are severely disciplined are presumably less likely to do so. And so they don't. So these are outliers. So what we did in the study was we looked at twin studies, and we just looked at studies which were not genetically confounded, studies where you were able to eliminate the genetic element, such as twin adoption studies and that sort of thing. Secondly, you have to be clear on the nature of the punishment. Some studies are a problem and they find that it's negative because they are including everything in the study. They are including parents just randomly hitting their kids, parents severely beating their kids, parents beating their kids up, whatever. So that has to not be included. Now, when you do that, then you find if the nature of the punishment is that which is the way in which it is done by evangelical Christians, i.e. that it is not done in anger, and it is a kind of ritual composed of the word they use in many of the Americans is swats, administered to the bottom, then this is not only not associated with negative outcomes. And as long as other punishments are used as well, that was another caveat, other punishments are used as well, then actually it was associated with positive outcomes in terms of mental health, in terms of how well you generally do in life socioeconomically, and in terms of not being a criminal and that kind of thing. It was a positive association. And indeed, random hitting or whatever was as bad in terms of outcomes as other punishments, like time out or whatever. So that the meta-analysis turned these studies on their head, turned this conclusion, this post hoc ergo prompt hoc reasoning, on its head. What it showed when you put in the controls, that there are other punishments used as well, that it is not overly severe, that it is not done in anger, that it is done as in this kind of ritualistic way where you're separated from it happens, then you go back, and so on, then it seemed to have positive outcomes overall. And these outcomes were particularly positive when it came to evangelical Christian children. And indeed, severe beating was positive in the study that was on black children. So that's the answer. So it makes sense because, of course, if it's something that is as ancient and as long term as this, and it's manifested in different cultures, probably independently, you have the same thing, spanking in Japan and China and places like this, then it makes sense that it would be positive in terms of what it is going to do, which is it is going to teach the child how to behave. It is going to cause the child to learn that there are serious negative consequences to poor behavior. It's going to act as a learning mechanism, and also it's going to cause them to deal with pain, ways of dealing with suffering, come up ways of coping, and this is going to be adaptive in later life, that they've been trained in this way, and it's going to militate against therefore mental illness and aggression and all of this sort of thing. So that was the conclusion of the meta-analysis. What people do if they're not very bright is they say, oh, you're advocating spanking. No, that's not the case. I didn't advocate it. I'm not saying you should do it. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm simply telling you what the meta-analysis, calmly telling you what the meta-analysis found. And there should be no emotion involved in this. And anyone that reacts to this video with any emotion whatsoever should be deeply ashamed of themselves. Because you have to, if you want to understand what's going on, the truth or falsity of an assertion, you have to completely put emotion aside. We did the meta-analysis, we put in the various controls, we control for genetics, so we remove the genetically confounded studies by using twin studies and things like that. And then once you've done that, then that is the conclusion that is found. And it makes sense because, I mean, this whole idea of spanking being totally unacceptable is so new. It's so new. In the study, which was reported in the newspapers, it found that 20% said 20% of Generation Z said they had spanked their children. Generation X is it? Generation X is 45% of Generation X admitted spanking their children. And published in the Canadian Journal, found that the research revealed that when this was demographic was parents was asked whether they had ever spanked their child, 20% said yes, and 45%, this is Generation Z, and 45% of Generation X in America, in a Canadian study. So it makes sense. Now, it's been banned, it's illegal in various countries, including in Finland, where I live, although I know for a fact that it still happens. But they have this word for it, selka sauna, the idea being you'll be taken behind the sauna to be spanked. But that was what the meta-analysis found. And as I say, it's so recent with our runaway virtue signaling and runaway concern with harm avoidance that it's become perceived as a problem. It was completely normal and in the 1980s and into the 1990s. I remember as a child seeing kids spanked in public. And everybody at school seemed to be, apart from one boy who we thought was weird. And they talked about it and so on. So it makes sense that it would be something that was associated with cultural fitness. So I hope this has been of interest. And if it has, again, please subscribe and subscribe on Substack and support me on Substack. And I will see you all soon. And goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?